Good morning and welcome to the first episode of our podcast,
where we drink tea and navigate the balance between school and personal life.
I'm Sophia Safe.
And I'm Sophia Curry.
And this is Sip and Spill.
Hello everyone, welcome to the very first episode of our podcast.
To start off, we would like to introduce you to us and how this podcast came about.
I'm Sophia, a high school sophomore.
I'm Sophia, with an A, not an O, also a high school sophomore.
We kind of started this spontaneously as a way to outline and process our high school lives together.
Not to mention the part that at 12 a.m. on a school night, we came up with this random plan of starting a podcast.
Yes, oh my gosh, which is totally characteristic of us. I think it's really important to support one another through high school drama and share stories and tips on how to navigate these things.
100%. I mean, we've been doing that with each other for a while now. Sophia and I first met in elementary school, but we really bonded over our mutual hatred for math and our love for tea, of course.
Yes, of course, which is why we decided to call this Sip and Spill. I think it's a really cute double entendre.
As a small ode to our knack for sharing tea and also spilling it.
I'm so glad we've been able to support each other through school, and I think we decided to do this podcast to put our perspective out there and to help other high schoolers, because it's important to talk about the hardships we go through.
Agreed, and also, there is no better person to help you than one of your peers who's going through the same struggles you are. I mean, I know for a fact that you've helped me, and I hope you feel the same.
Definitely. So I guess this is like a girl's girl podcast, although many people can probably gain something out of this. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Okay, welcome to the Tea Journal.
To start off, let's explain our different segments.
So the Tea Journal is basically the main segment where we'll digress hypothetical stories, our own censored stories, of course.
So segments as a whole is how we're splitting up our podcast, where we're going to have like 3 segments per episode, and we're obviously going to have the Tea Journal at every episode and 2 others. So the other 2 we're doing for today, just so you know ahead of time, is Not My Cup of Tea, which is Would You Rather, and Tea and Textbooks, which is something we do for study sessions.
To outline the other few segments that we have, we also have Brutal Honesty, which will outline fights between me and Sophia, where we kind of work them out. And then we also have Infusing Insight, which would be a debate segment, and 6 Teaspoons Please, which would be a guilty pleasure segment, which is an ode to Sophia's 6 teaspoons of sugar in her tea.
Okay, you can't bring that up that often, okay?
Which is absolutely crazy. Okay. So I think for today, we're going to be talking about navigating peer relationships.
Yeah, so that one's a little bit of like navigating your friendships, high school relationships, stuff like that.
I think it's, you know, it's so hard to kind of find your people in high school.
Especially because there's so many cliques of different people. Yes. Like the sports people, people who stay in the library, I don't know, stuff like that.
And I think there's not even like a set popular group, which is like the jocks or like, you know, the athletic kids. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, depending on how big your school is, mm-hmm. you know, there's, like, popular groups everywhere. Like, you know, personally, in our school, it's kind of, like, impossible to have, like, a set popular group.
We have a giant class. We have a class of, like, 1,000 in our grade.
Yeah, and just our singular grade. Yeah. And, like, overall, our whole school has, like, over 3,000 kids, which is just absolutely insane.
Insane. So, and there's more coming from the middle school now, too.
Yes. So, like, I think it's so hard to find, like, your group of kids, and I think, you know, putting yourself out there is so scary.
Yes.
Like, especially when, like, social media mm-hmm. and everything is just so, like, peer pressured. And,
agreed.
It's so hard to kind of, like, find who you are.
Yeah, especially when everyone's trying to get you to do different things. I mean, you can access anything on the internet now. And it's really hard to say no when it's so easy to get something done.
Yeah, and there's just, like, you're so susceptible to, like, I don't want to say, like, switching your personality up, like, really mm-hmm. easily, but, like, if you're on social media, like, there's just so much coming at you with so many different things that it's kind of like, oh my gosh, one day you could be like, oh, I think I'm into this. And the next day you're like, no, I'm really not. Yeah. I'm into this.
I mean, trends now have been going, like, at the snap of a finger. It's like one day something is popular, and then the next day that's like, you can't wear that, otherwise you're, like, behind on the trends. Yeah.
Yes. And I just think that's so sad. So I think one of the things that's, like, really important is, like, what is, find, like, your hobby, right?
Yeah.
Like, find your hobby. Like, then, for me, mm-hmm. I found orchestra. And orchestra in itself is, like, you know, it can be, I don't want to say toxic. There's a lot of pressure there, and there's, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of competition. But, like, if you really find the people you connect with, like, it's, like, your yeah. safe haven, you know?
Agreed. Like, I know I found my best friend. I didn't even know, but she was in my 7th grade class. And I only met her in 8th grade, and I didn't even realize, but
oh my God,
through work relationships, we learned that we work really well together, yes. and we foster relationships off of that, and we introduce each other to our friend groups, and that's how I found my safe haven, rather than yes. following my habits or what I like to do, I found mm-hmm. someone who connects similar to me.
Yes, I think it's so important to be open to, like, everyone around you. Like, there are some people that I, you know, ended up becoming friends with that I previously didn't even like or didn't yeah. think I would like. And then, like, you know, certain situations happened and I was like, whoa, this person's, like, really cool. Or this person Agreed. Is, like, I love this person. Like, they're genuinely such a nice person.
And that can happen in the opposite, too, where you immediately click with someone and then you get to know who they are and you don't exactly align with yeah. their values.
It's, like, it's really hard, I think, for me personally. I've been experiencing, like, this one girl I got really close with, mm-hmm. and recently I feel like we've been drifting apart, and that's been, like, yeah. really hard for me to navigate because we've been so close for, like, 3 years,
yeah.
and I was, like, and it's kind of not even, like, we're not fighting, but it's just kind of, like, what's going on,
yeah.
and I think it's so important to, like, really find those people that you're, like, you know will be there,
yeah.
like, I know personally for us, we, like, disconnected for a while because we just
yeah.
didn't see each other, especially over COVID. That
yeah,
was really
that was
hard.
Really rough.
And then we reconnected last year
in math, like we said,
which, and I think it's wow. like, oh, it was so good to find, like, a good support system.
Agreed.
Because friends and, like, peer relationships are really how you get through high school.
Agreed. Yeah. And obviously it's okay to let go of a friend if you guys aren't connecting
yeah.
anymore. You shouldn't hold on to something that you're not getting a lot out of, where you're just putting yourself on a limb all the time
yeah.
and you're not getting anything back. I mean, your friendships and relationships should be 50-50.
Yes.
Or sometimes you have to obviously step back and take a breath, but for the most part, you guys should be putting in equally into your relationships
mm-hmm.
rather than just having one person do all of the work.
That's actually really funny. I don't always entirely agree with 50-50.
Really?
I think, like, I do agree that, like, everybody should be putting in effort
mm-hmm.
for sure, but I understand, like, for the most part, 50-50 makes sense, but I think, like,
yeah.
you know, there are days where someone can't put in
yeah.
as much energy as the
of
other
course.
Person, and then it's, like, kind of, like, picking up the slack, and it's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, let me help you out a little
right.
bit more, but I think...
So, like, 50-50 as a whole,
yeah.
but on a day-to-day basis, it can vary.
Yeah,
like,
and
60,
I think
40.
We should, like, it's important for friends to kind of, like, toggle back and
mm-hmm.
forth between that.
And also helping each other heal.
Yes.
I always like to say that friendships are like muscles.
Yes!
Where you to build muscle, you have to rip it.
Yeah.
But then you also have to let it heal.
Mm-hmm.
So to build close relationships, there are going to be fights.
Yeah.
And if you never fight and you're always trying to, like, step away, the muscle is never going to... Whoa. The muscle is never going to grow. And if you continue to fight with someone and you don't let it have time to heal, the muscle could retain damage for a long time.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to look at that aspect, too, because injuries, like... If we're staying on with that same, like, metaphor,
mm-hmm.
you know, injuries can help build you back stronger in
yeah.
a way, and they can, you know, teach you lessons, just like mistakes teach you lessons
mm-hmm.
in life. And, you know, I think it's really important for us to realize, like, if friendships break off, you know, it might be better for you,
mm-hmm.
or it might be, you know, something that's helped, like, that's going to help you down your path,
yeah.
like, your journey down life, so that you're like, hey, I learned from this experience, so where can this take me with my other friendships? What can
right.
I
yeah.
gain from this rather than what, like, how hurt am I now? It's kind of like, kind of
mm-hmm.
look at the other side of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're a part of all of your experiences and all of the people you meet.
Yeah.
Everyone has an effect on you, and that's,
yeah.
like, really important to know. Like, no matter how much you hate this person that you used to be friends with, they had an impact on you.
Yeah.
They helped you grow.
Yeah. Even, like, yeah, definitely. Even the toxic people, like, I know mm-hmm. way back in middle school, I was, like, you know, we had the quote-unquote, like, popular group. And from the outside, people were like, oh, Sophia's popular. But I would always say, I'm not popular, I'm just well known.
Yeah.
And I would constantly feel, not, I don't want to say less than, but I would feel very much like not entirely accepted in that friend group, constantly like fighting to be like accepted, the backup friend, like, you know, if there was no one else to walk
being
with, that was cool.
Being fair with a friend is so hard.
Yeah. And just, it was, you got it, like, and as much as I don't like those girls now and kind of how they act and stuff, it's just kind of like, they put me through that so that now I'm able to realize walking into high school, I was like, I don't want that in my life. And I said no, and I stepped away from it. And that allowed me to find my friends. And I have a really good friend group now that I'm like, this is my support system. This is how I'm going to get through high school.
Right, and leaning on your friends and your support system is really important. You can't just take everything in on yourself.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's important, too, to say, you know, leaning on your friends is okay. Like, I think for me it's really hard to say, like,
like, I'm hurting.
I'm hurting. And not even just that. It's more like, you don't, you always, like, depending on your personality, you, I always am like, I don't want to be a burden to other people.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Like,
it's older sister syndrome.
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, I don't want to, like, I like to help a lot of people, and it, that's a good thing too, but one of the things that I'm really learning myself and trying to help myself, like, grow through is how can I, you know, take care of myself while still being there for other people instead of giving
myself.
You can't pour
from an empty cup.
Yeah.
I love that metaphor.
Yeah, that's really cute.
You need to
cute.
Fill your own cup so that you can help fill others.
Yeah. I, like, I saw this video.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if other people have seen this. There was, like, I'm not on TikTok, but, like, you know, I'm a guilty YouTube Shorts kid.
No, that's
don't
so real
about
they don't
that.
Hate. They don't hate.
Well, I'm not allowed to have social media, which is okay, and I'm actually glad I'm not allowed to have social media.
So am I. I'm glad that I don't have to navigate the peer pressure that comes with social media, and I think it's obviously, even if you do, I think it's smart to, like, take a break once in a while. Like, at one point, I had deleted YouTube for, like, months on end, and it actually healed me a lot, and now I'm able to have a healthier relationship with my media consumption.
Yeah. But before we digress into
that, okay, I'm sorry.
The video, it was, like, it was kind of depressing, but it was, like, all these people walking around with, like, a water bucket on top of their head, and this, the one, like, the main character kept, like, pouring in everybody else's bucket, and he didn't have anything left to give, and it was kind of, like, and then he turned black or something. I don't, like, I don't fully remember it, but it was, like, it was very much fitting of, like, the you can't pour from an empty cup, and it was, like, and then someone else came along and helped him and poured water into his own bucket, and it was a really good visual representation of, like, what we go through mentally, and I don't think enough people talk about that, because today it's very much appearance-based and grade-based, and everything's about, like, GPA and the college you're going to and the grades you're attaining, and it's just, like, there's so much more to everything around that than just, you know, what you, like, appear to be. Like, if you, like, appear to be something and someone's, like, like, you can appear to be popular or really pretty, and you could be, like, a horrible person.
No, agreed. And also, you could be hated by a lot of people because of how you look or what you are interested in when you're actually a really nice person.
Like, I think it's so important to take judgment out of the equation, which is so difficult in high school because
you're not better than anyone else.
Yeah.
And you can be in anyone's situation at any time. You don't know what's going to happen to you in the future or what happened to them in the past.
Yes.
It's just, look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And make yourself, you, the only person you're competing against is yourself.
Yes.
Your only goal is to be better than yourself in the past.
Yeah. And I think also considering that too, it's also really important to be, to go easier on yourself and not be too hard. And if,
no, I agree. There needs to be balance.
Yeah. There's got to be a good, healthy balance. And if you're in that point where you really are going, like, super, you know, you're going super easy on yourself and you're like, I got to pick up the slack. I think that's where it's important to find, like, your good friends and your, not even just good friends, but, like, good teachers, good role models, like, talk to your guidance counselor and stuff like that to kind of, like, figure out, how do I find, like, that good place in my life for me and not just, like, the people around me? Because I know it's, like, really hard for people who are, like, sometimes they don't want to put in all the energy because they don't want to be drained which I get because I'm, like, the complete opposite, where I put all my energy and I'm, like, burned out by the end of the week.
No, and I feel that. Oh, 100%. And then you need all that sleep because you lost it all trying to finish your schoolwork on time.
Yeah.
Balancing personal and school life is hard.
Yeah.
But it's finding that balance that gets you through it.
Yeah. I think, so, like, how, mm-hmm. so how does one go about, like, finding a balance then?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously trial and error. You try one thing, it doesn't work. I used to be the person who I would scroll for endless hours after school and then try to pick up sometimes. After that. I know.
That
and
is some still days me.
You need it.
Yeah.
But recently, I started fasting for the month of Ramadan, and I started working right away so that I could be done with some stuff before iftar. And so I would obviously have to sometimes work after iftar, and obviously I still have late nights, but it's helped me get some days where I'm actually free after eating dinner.
Yeah.
And that has just been, it's been so nice being able to bond with my family and especially my younger brother, who I had a rocky relationship with. But me putting in the effort is helping both me and him grow because now I'm able to help him now that my cup is filled.
Yes. Which I love that. And I think so, like, another way to help find that balance is, like, find that routine. Like you said, like, find that routine. Like, for me, I know it's so cliche to be like, new year, new me, but it's like,
you get a reset.
There's a point. Like, I was like, one day, like, at the beginning of this year, I was like, no, I'm going to wake up. And, like, I set a routine for myself. And granted, I went through, like, a really hard thing, like, around a month ago. So, like, the routine kind of fell off, but I'm trying to pick it back up again. But it's like, after school, I do, like, a 30-minute to an hour workout, depending on, my schoolwork load.
Of course.
And then it's just, like, you know, eat a good snack, get my schoolwork done, you know, be productive, but also kind of gauge it well. Like, time management's so important, so it's, like, go to bed. Like, if you stay up late, go to bed. Like, I got to the point where it was, like, I'm up way too late, I'm exhausted, I go to bed. I don't get good rest. Like, you know, going to bed is going to bed, but it's like, no, I need to, like, actually sleep well so that the next day doesn't come and it's like crash and burn. So I was like, you know, go to sleep. Like, really, like, go to sleep. Yeah. Don't just keep pushing yourself. Like, really find the things that, like, you want to prioritize. Like, say, like, you know, my math teacher, like, our math teacher doesn't give us homework every night. No. It's like, it's assigned Monday, might be due Wednesday. Yeah. And if it's, like,
be doing it all Wednesday night.
Like, but I'm, like, if I have, like, an HBS lab journal, which is, like, a human body class, I'll do that first if it's due the next day. And I'll just be, like, I can do more math tomorrow, and then I'll go to bed. Because you need that, like, healthy balance. You need to take care of yourself.
Of course. And our teachers are always telling us, like, don't take your friends' work. Do your own work. But because of how much schoolwork we have laid on, it is okay to occasionally lean on your friends if you need something.
Your friends are such, like, a big support. Like, it's not, like, cheating. Like, if you're ever confused and you're, like,
you need help?
I don't need help. Like, or, I don't need help. Well, if you're ever confused but you're feeling like, I don't need help, it's, like, no, it's okay. Go ask for your help. Go text, like, go hit up your friend that's, like, I don't get what's going on here. Do you mind sharing me the problem and walking me through what you did? And then, like, so you have the work, you're able to submit it, and then you're able to also learn. Like, obviously, do not go cheat on a test.
No.
Like, copying homework answers, like, word for word, or, like,
like, you know, learn from the homework.
Yeah. I think math is a little trickier.
Math is a little trickier, because if you need homework answers, and it's, like, 11:50 and it's due at 11:59, you're gonna need to get that homework.
Right.
But then you're also gonna need to learn how to do that for the test. Because you can't cheat on a test.
Yeah, don't just, like, rely on answers.
Yeah.
That's, like, a horrible thing to
do. Agreed. Learn.
Use the, you know, I think it's so funny, our math teacher said, she's like, use your tools to your advantage. Yeah. Like, she actually said, like, oh, photo math and stuff, like, use it. If you want to use it, just use it wisely. Yeah. So I think that's the other thing.
Really good philosophy that she inputs. Like, she wants us to be able to know the answer and how to do it, but she also wants us to learn for the test.
Yes. And also, like, it's kind of your prerogative what you do. Like, if you feel like you need to cheat your way, then, like, I mean, that, I guess that's, like, your kind of decision, yeah, I mean, but
no one's going to stop you. But it's not going to help you. You're only going downhill. You're not learning anything, and you run the risk of getting in, like, really big trouble.
Yeah. And that's where, I think the whole friend thing comes back into it. Find those good friends that's not going to just push you to, like, cheat and find the answers and be like, it's fine, we can learn it, like, the night before the test. Like, no, like, find those friends that are, like, hold you accountable, they'll help you work it out.
Agreed.
And then they'll be like, yeah, I can definitely help you out from time to time. Like,
but it shouldn't be, like, every night you're like, oh my god, can you please send me the homework answers?
Yeah, I don't like those people. Those people, like...
I know, like, one version of that kind of person.
Yeah.
They're always asking me, like, oh, can you send the HBS journal? I forgot to do it. Or, oh, please, could you, like, send me the math homework real quick? And it's like, yeah, I can, I'm going to, but, like, sometimes
I'll want to...
Did you try?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll, like, ignore the message and pretend I didn't see it because I'm not going to send it all the time.
That's important, too. Don't be a people pleaser.
No. And it's so hard not to be. I grew up a people pleaser.
Yeah, me too. And I struggle with that all the time.
I'm, like, trying to get myself out of it. Like, I want to be able to say no or accept help or, like... For example, my aunt was going to drop off the microphone, and I was texting her and asked, I was like, I don't know what to say. I was going to say, yes, please, if you're okay with that. If you're not, that's okay.
Right.
But in order to help myself become not a people pleaser, all I said was, yes, please, and just hope to God that she wasn't going to be mad at me, you know?
Right. And it's like, you were polite about it. That's, like, the important thing. It's like, if, you know, say someone comes up to you and they're like, you know, I've had people who've, like, I don't want to say who think they are my friend. Like, I don't... That sounds mean. But there are people that, you know, you... Some people think they're closer to you than you are to them. And they'll come up and they'll be like, oh, I love you and whatever. And it's just like... And I'm just like... I don't want to be, like, mean and say, like, oh, I hate you or, like, whatever. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I kind of just like, oh, yeah, you know, thank you. Yeah, you too. Like, I'm not going to say I love you back to someone I don't feel that close with. Really? And that's... Definitely really hard to kind of navigate that. Like,
I'm still struggling with that. You know, I try to match people's energies even if I don't necessarily feel that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like a mirror.
It's always, like, about how you present it. Like, you gotta be polite at least. You gotta be like, hey, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just don't, like, feel like talking right now. Like, I know this one girl always wants to talk to me sometimes in the morning and I'm just, like, not feeling it. And I'm like... Yeah. And I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like, sorry, I don't feel like talking, or just like, I didn't have a good night's rest, and then she'll be, or sometimes even he will be like, yeah, totally good, I'll get it, like, all good.
And I mean, most of your peers are going to understand. I mean, a lot of teenagers these days, I sound like an absolute boomer, but we get no sleep. And it's really bad. Our sleep schedules are completely effed because of our need for media consumption every day, regardless of whether we have time for it or not. And some of us have, like, revenge bedtime procrastination, trying to find time for ourselves. And that is so hard. Finding time for yourself where you're constantly pleasing other people and doing your own work. It's, like, it's impossible.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Which, I mean, like, and I think even social media is so... It's such a toxic culture sometimes in how you know, kind of come across that. Because some people are like, you'll see, this is how I, like, they'll tell you, this is how you should deal with this. And then, like, you'll be scrolling, all of a sudden, you'll get a conflicting message, and it'll be like, no, this is how you should deal with it.
Yeah.
And you have to be, like, really careful about what you see, because it's like, you know, peer relations online is so different, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's hard. Finding friends online is also an interesting
topic. I've never done that.
I did it once, and it was interesting, to say the least. It wasn't for a long period of time, but actually, you know what? We can touch on this topic next episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our next episode will then be online friends and how to navigate your life online.
Yeah. Which, okay, so that's good. So, like, so I guess to wrap up this segment would be, like, I guess at the end of the day, it's really important to at least keep yourself open.
Yeah.
And find, like, find your group. And, you know, it can be really scary to put yourself out there. But, 100%. You know, maybe start with, like, finding, like, a hobby, like, a school club.
Yeah. Or even in a class when you have to do partner work, mm-hmm. try partnering up with someone else. Who knows? Yeah. You'll get out of it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, welcome to Tea and Textbooks, where we talk about the academic aspects of high school.
For today's segment, we're going to be talking about how to find your study skill and learning style.
So, there are really four main learning styles, which are visual, auditory, reading and or writing, and then kinesthetic.
Yeah. So, for visual, you kind of learn off of, like, you learn better off of diagrams, mm-hmm. you know, seeing charts or, like, mm-hmm. you know, watching someone do, like, say, like, a procedure or a lab, yeah. or, so, like, you know, watching someone do something.
Yeah.
And then reading. Auditory?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Auditory.
Okay. Auditory would be, like, listening to lectures or listening to YouTube videos, podcasts, stuff like that to learn.
Yes. Which I personally cannot do.
Neither can I. I cannot do anything auditory.
Yeah.
At all.
And then we have kinesthetic. Kinesthetic is you do things with your hands, so you, like, have to go through the process, you know. Mm-hmm. If you remember way back when in, like, elementary school, like, the math blocks.
Oh,
like, the 100 blocks and the yes. 10, like, the 1 squares.
You put them together and you'd be yeah. like, 10 plus 1.
Yeah. Like, so, like, very much, like, hands-on, you like to mm-hmm. do activities. Like, you have to have someone walk you through, like, if you were in science doing lab, mm-hmm. you would have to do the lab and learn as you go.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the idea of kinesthetic, and then
reading and writing, which is where you get information, and then, like, you know, blurbing, where you, like, read the information and then write it all out. And so that's actually, to jump into it, that's how I study for chemistry, is I do reading and writing.
Yeah.
I read my information, and then I take all of my information and put it in one study guide. And then that yes. way, that helps me learn everything and figure it all out, and it's a good review before the test.
Yes.
However, when I'm doing physics, it's completely different.
Yeah.
I need to be walked through it completely. Mm-hmm. Or, like, exactly. And HBS, too, I need the procedure. I need to know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Which, for context, mm-hmm. HBS is human body systems. So we have, like, a program at our school called PLTW, and it's basically a medical program where we kind of learn more medically geared stuff. So we have labs and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Just for context.
Yeah. So
I think...
Go ahead.
I think, you know, not everybody has, like, one learning style. Like, I
yeah,
definitely
I agree.
Do not have one learning style. Like, in some respects, even in, like, one class, sometimes mm-hmm. I have different learning
yeah.
styles based on what we're learning. So, like, typically, I think of myself more as, like, a visual learner. Like, if I'm watching someone go through a process,
mm-hmm.
I can grasp it. Although, I know for sure I'm not an auditory learner.
No, I know that
unless
too.
It's, like, one thing and then I, like, need to hear them talk it,
yeah.
talk through it. But definitely visual learner. And then I think kinesthetic is my other one. Like,
yeah.
I have to do it to kind of, like, get the process. And you can kind of learn, like, if you do a lot of things with your hands, like,
yeah.
if you talk, like, I think there's mannerisms that
yeah.
are, like,
gesticulation.
Gesticulating and whatever. I think that's kind of like, oh, you're very much like a kinesthetic person because
mm-hmm.
you do a lot of things with your body. So, okay, so let's kind
yeah.
of list out different tools for, I guess, studying.
Yeah, okay. So, like, for, let's say the visual aspect. Even, like, I guess visual and reading and writing go pretty hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I'm talking about both of them, I'm going to touch back on my, like, what I do for chem. Is I like to go through all of the information, like,
mm-hmm.
on the PowerPoints and in my notebook. And she posts, like, a little, like, kind of, like, a study guide type where she tells you, like, all the things you need to know for the test. And she'll write out, like, random things, like, know the electromagnetic spectrum. And that'll be it. So I'll write
yeah.
everything that I found on the electromagnetic spectrum.
That's really smart. Honestly, I think for me, it's really hard for me to study because I don't typically study a lot, like,
oh, wow.
which is not good.
Okay,
I know that's
yeah.
bad.
Bragging,
I mean,
go
no,
ahead.
no. Like, I definitely study, but it's not,
mm-hmm.
like, healthy studying, I guess you would say.
Okay.
Like, I'm very much, a lot of the time, like, cram right before the test, which
yeah,
do not
it's
do.
So bad.
I don't recommend. I think it's just, like, it's so hard to manage with scheduling and then
yes.
being burnt out at the end of the day. So it's, like, how do I study effectively? And then, like, I don't drain myself. On top of, like, all the other stuff I have, like other classwork, like, homework, and then, like, extracurriculars.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
I think that's why I'm a kinesthetic learner, because it's like I have to move
hands on.
Yeah. And so that's I think for chem and different classes like that, mm-hmm. I need like example problems and I have to do them.
Okay,
like,
I see what you mean.
I definitely know for like the equations, like mm-hmm. you have to do like, okay, let me like write it out. Let me do the equation, or like if it's like the electromagnetic spectrum, it's like let me write it out. Let me find it. Let me like, I guess it kind of goes hand in hand with read and write a little bit too.
Yeah, like a lot of these I feel like overlap really mm-hmm. nicely.
And kinesthetic is kind of a hard one, too, because it's, like, you know, how do you do hands-on for, like, English?
Yeah.
Like...
No, you're right.
But I've seen a couple of things before where it was, like, you know, if anybody's ever heard of, like, the Pomodoro timer.
I have, yes.
I use that thing religiously when I genuinely do homework, I study, and basically what that is, it's, like, intervals of, like, 25 minutes of, like, studying, and then you get, like, a 5 or 10 minute break. And then you do, like, 3 cycles of that, and then on your 4th cycle, you get a longer break, so maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then you keep going through that.
And it keeps your energy, like, replenished, so mm-hmm. that you're not, like, zoned in for too long. And I think that's, like, that's a really good thing, because it refreshes your brain, and that's necessary. So, like, for kinesthetic learners, one of the things they said is kind of do something active while you're studying. So, I think, like... This is where it's funny, and I think, like, auditory could go in hand-in-hand with this, is, like, say you have to read a book, or you're reviewing for, like, English.
And it's, like, late at night. And it's late at night.
I don't want to say go for a run. Like, if it's earlier in the day, you could go for a run and listen to it, and mm-hmm. that actually will kind of help it stick in your brain.
Yeah.
Or you could do something physical, or, like, do something with your hands, be writing, or drawing, or something, while you're soaking in this kind of information, so it, like, sticks. Like...
Yeah.
Don't do something, obviously, you have to focus too hard on. Like, some people say, like, working out and doing it can, like, help. And I was like, that's actually really cool. And I'll definitely have to do more research into that.
Yeah.
But that's something kinesthetic learners can kind of do. Agreed. Is kind of, like, do something active while they study or take active breaks. Like, I would run around the block.
That's really smart. Especially because, like, people in our generation have really, like, short attention span.
Yeah.
And so doing 2 things at the same time could really help with that. Like, being active and listening mm-hmm. would be really smart in that.
And even if you have, like, ADHD and that type of stuff, mm-hmm. like, I know I think I might have ADHD.
I agree with that for myself as well.
And my brain is constantly on the move. So, like, sometimes sitting down and, like, zoning in on one subject is, like, really easy. And sometimes I'll, like, see something and I'll get zoned out, like, mm-hmm. so easily.
Like, I don't need, like, entertainment for me to zone out or, like, for me to check out completely.
No, yeah. And I think another important thing when you're kind of figuring out, like, your study habits and your learning skills is, like, find your study environment.
Yeah. Another thing I heard, don't, like, relax in the same room you work in.
Yes.
I heard that really often.
I hear that, which is why they say don't do homework in your bed.
Yeah. So,
or, like, on the couch.
Yeah, I have this, like, I work in my family's mudroom. I just took, like, the shelf they had, and I shoved a chair under there, and that's where I work.
Oh, and that room is so cute.
It's so cute.
She has a sticky note wall.
Oh, my gosh. That's for another time. But I used to watch in that room and hang out with myself and my cat in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that I couldn't focus anymore in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stopped working there for a little bit. I started working on my kitchen table. And then I went back in there and I stopped watching in there completely. And it helped so much. It's surprising.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of where the whole concept of, like, don't do homework in your bed. Mm-hmm. Because it kind of reconfigures. This is a very much, like, psychology-based thing.
Yeah.
Which I love. It's, like, it kind of reconfigures your brain in a way that it's, like, this is not a place where I can relax. So, like, even if you do homework in your bed and all of a sudden you're, like, I can't get to sleep as well. It's, like, because your brain
it can also
connects. Yeah, your brain connects this place no longer as a place of relaxing, but as a place of, like, work
and stress.
Doing stress. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, and I think it's important kind of to find your study place.
Agreed.
And, you know.
And also not making that study place your relaxing place as well.
Even if it's, like, if you don't have a lot of room in your house and it's, like, okay, like, you have siblings that are really noisy and you have to be in
a
room.
That's true.
Maybe find, like, if you have, like, a smaller room, maybe find, like, a little table or find, like, a little way to configure some sort of space in your room as a studying space so that you're not doing it in your bed, mm-hmm. or you're not doing something yeah. like that, although, and I've been trying not to do it in my bed, and I've gotten yeah. really good at that, and I'm realizing that my bed is no longer a place of, like, I'm just staring at my ceiling until I fall mm-hmm. asleep.
Yeah.
So, I think that's important. The other thing is, like, environment, not just from, like, a relaxing aspect, but, mm-hmm. like, some people need, like, dead silence.
Yeah.
And other people need, like, background noise, and there's, like, a very fine line in between that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for me, I definitely need music playing. I need some sort of mm-hmm. stimulation. Like, I think it's so funny, I work best in study hall, because there's other people around me.
And, like, you get that motivation where, like, oh, I'm working, and, like, everyone yeah. sees that I'm working so hard.
Yeah, but it's just kind of, like, the noise is, like, stimulating other people working. It's not overly noisy. So, like,
oh, where, like, do you have study hall?
Well, see, I, like, changed my study hall to orchestra study, so
oh.
don't recommend that, guys. I don't always recommend that, especially if your teachers are like, you should be practicing, and you're like, I'm doing homework.
Yeah, I have study hall in the CAF, so it's really yeah. loud in there.
Yeah, and I've actually been able, I've been able to get work before, you know, they load the passes in, like, mm-hmm. whatever the administration has to do. I worked really well. And I was like, you know, I probably shouldn't be switching it to orchestra study, but, you know, when I want to practice my instrument, yeah. it's kind of nice. And it's like, you know, with the way our school works, like, my study hall changes, like, almost every day.
Yeah.
And it's so really annoying. And it's just like, oh, I have, like, one specific place I could go to, whatever. Yeah. So, like, definitely find your study place. So I think, mm-hmm. like, music, like, definitely helps so that I can drown out too much excess noise, but also I have, like, the noise I like.
Yeah, and having songs that you know really well also helps. Or I've heard songs in a different language helps a lot, too, because you're not focusing on the lyrics.
Yes, I was going to say that. Like, instrumental songs mm-hmm. is what they say is better because you're not tempted to, like, sing along and focus yeah. on the lyrics. Although, for me, sometimes I do end up singing along.
No, real. Sometimes I have this one playlist where I know all the lyrics to every single song, and that's yes. what I play when I'm just doing, like, repetition.
Mm-hmm.
So I can yeah. just, like, sing along and do work.
Yeah, so I think
when you're learning, you yes. should have instrumental music in.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was like, I think when you're doing, like, homework or something that doesn't require, I mean, depending on what the homework is,
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't require as much, like, like, dead straight focus, you should be, like, having, you can have, like, lighter music on.
Yeah.
Or, well, actually, it's whatever you need. Like, if you need quiet, that's totally fine.
Agreed.
And I think if you're in a place where you can't find quiet, white noise is really helpful because it kind of mm. drowns it out and kind of, like, cancels out the noise.
Yeah.
It sounds so, like, counterintuitive.
But there's also brown noise and
brown
pink
noise.
So what I heard is that, like, a little tip, find something you enjoy doing, find a worksheet for that, and then find something you don't enjoy doing and find a worksheet for that, too. And try, like, a study habit that you think is going to work for yourself and try it with both. Because, obviously,
oh.
one, you're going to be motivated to do, and the other one, you don't want to do.
Yeah.
But finding your study habits can be done through things like trial and error, where you don't actually have to, like, waste your time on doing your own homework
mm-hmm.
and struggling on that.
Yeah.
But in your free time, trying to figure that out with something that you might enjoy doing, or
yeah.
just figuring out, how the hell does this work?
That's actually really fun. I mean, I'm kind of a nerd in my own respect. Like, it's kind of like
yeah,
running an it's kind of like running an experiment, except this is, like, not an annoying experiment.
No, because you're helping yourself.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, it's kind of fun to try out new things and whatever, and I think, especially because it's coming more towards spring, I like working outside, and if you need
okay.
fresh air and,
yes,
like,
vitamin D,
not fluorescent lighting,
oh my gosh,
especially after being cooped up inside school all
for
day,
7 hours?
Yeah. Definitely, like, I mean, if you're
yeah.
in a cold place, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Don't work outside.
No.
But I think, like, work in a place near a window where you can open it up. Like, I love
mm-hmm.
opening. Like, I have a nice big window in my room. I love opening my shade all the way up.
Yeah.
So I can let in all that natural light because I, like, if I did not have natural light, I think I would probably go crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Like, when I'm in school and I see, like, how gorgeous it is outside and I know that I literally can't even walk outside.
It hurts.
It drives me crazy.
It's so annoying. And we sit right by the window when we do our homework
mm-hmm.
in first period.
Yes. I'm always, Sophia knows, I'm always, like, longing to
yes,
go outside.
She's always like, oh, look how nice it is outside. It's
the
so
sky's
pretty.
So blue. So, like, yeah. study environment is really important.
It's key. And finding your study habits are also really important.
So, like, I don't want to say, like, you don't have to do a whole bunch of research, but, like, even if you go on to even other podcasts or, like, other, you can find YouTube videos or other stuff, like, that they can, like, there's so much information out there. There's so many ways to find information on what
even on TikTok, what you could use. There's some stuff.
Yeah. And it, like, there's an, like, it's crazy what you can actually find on TikTok. It's wild. But there's
also a lot of fake information.
Yeah. Which is a topic for
another day.
Possibly next week.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Which I think kind of wraps up this segment.
I agree.
So, overall encompassing, we'd say, you know, kind of look into your study habit.
Mm-hmm. And find your study space.
Yeah, like your environment, what you like being around, who bothers you.
Yeah, my brother does. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up.
Welcome to our first Would You Rather or Not My Cup of Tea.
So for this segment, what we're going to be doing is we're going to give a scenario and then we're going to give two hard options. This is going to be a really common one for this one that I feel like a lot of people think about or talk about or have to go through this.
Yeah.
So the scenario would be you are friends with two different people who don't like each other for whatever reason.
Or not even like don't like each other, like they might have had a fight.
Yeah.
Or they just don't talk to each other as often.
But the point is that they have no interest in getting to know the other person.
Yeah. So it's kind of, would you rather support the friend you've been closer to or have known longer, or the person that you click or agree with the most?
So we're fighting between someone who've, like, you've known this person, you know all their mannerisms, you know who they are, you've grown up with them.
Right.
And then someone who just aligns with your values and who you want to hang out with the most and you look forward to hanging out with and you do stuff together all the time and you're getting to know this person and you love this person.
Or it could just even be, like, someone that you've, like, known longer and then the other person you just, like, unfortunately, you just agree with their side of the story, which, so...
That also happens.
Yeah. I think this is a really sticky situation. I think I might have experienced this before.
Go ahead.
There was a girl, even just, like, between me, there was a girl who had a fight with someone else. Like, I'm friends with people who don't like somebody else that I'm friends with.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, what do I do? Because, you know, obviously, like, there's a reason why I like both of these people, but there's also a reason why they don't like each other.
Yeah.
So... I was like, what do I do? Like, who, I don't want to say, like, who do you pick a side with, but it's just, like, what do you do in that situation?
In this case, we're going to discuss if you had to choose.
Yeah.
What would you choose?
So,
and
I think in this scenario, I might have sided with the friend I was closer to. Like, I might not
been
have.
Been the longest?
Yeah, like, I've known the longest.
I kind of disagree a little bit.
Well, I think it's depending on the situation. So, kind of let me explain. So, this person, it wasn't that big of a fight. So, I didn't, like, outwardly make my opinion known. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much a person that kind of likes to see both sides of the story.
Agreed.
So, I didn't, like, pick entire neutrality, but I, like, listened to both people, kind of let them say their piece. And then, like, I don't want to even say I sided more with my one friend, but... I kind of assessed their personalities.
Okay.
And the friend I was closer to, I've known longer, her personality was more kind of like, we're closer, so like we should stick together, like you've got to be on my side. And it's like, that part didn't align with me as much, but also I've known her for a number of years, and she's been a really, really good friend in so many other aspects, so I was like, you know, I don't want to sacrifice my, like, friendship with her over a fight between just two people that I like, so, you know, and the other friend happened to not, like, she would be able to move past it and say, like, okay, we disagree, we can move past that. I respect your opinion. Okay. So I was able to kind of lean towards the other friend and say, like, hey,
Based on who needed help
more? Yeah. Help, like, I'll lean more towards your side, and I'll try to help you out more because, you know, you've been my friend for so long. I don't want to sacrifice our friendship.
I feel that. Yeah, I feel like this also applies to relationships.
Yes,
like, for you sure. have friends, and then you have, for example, your partner.
Who you just, like, recently got with, or you've known for a while, but you've known your best friend longer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's another, like, really hard thing to go through, honestly, because I know it's, like, in my last relationship, which it was my only relationship, there were times where, a lot of my friends did not like this person, but I saw a lot more in this person than a lot of my friends did. And, you know, our relationship wasn't bad. Like, for the most part, it was really good, and I loved it.
I remember hearing about a lot of the good things that happened.
Yeah.
And you were really happy.
I was really happy. And he did make me really happy, and I'm so grateful for that time in my life. But it did, like, in the beginning, it was really hard because, you know, a lot of people, like, hated on me for it. And I was, like, you know, especially having it come from my friends, that was, like, tough.
That's hard.
Because I was, like, you know, at the end of the day, what I want is your support. As your friend, I want you to support, or, like, as my friend, I want you to support me, you know? And it was kind of just, like, ouch. And, like, the one time, like, he said something about my friend, like, oh, she was, like, a bad violin player or something. And I immediately was, like, in that moment, even though we hadn't been together for that long, like, I understand, like, we're in a relationship. But I was like, no, I'm taking my friend's side.
Good. That's
and I was like, apologize to her now. Because it's like, I think in those situations.
The loyalty aspect?
Not even just the loyalty aspect, but it's like, I mean, for sure that. But it was like, he outright said something wrong. And it was like, I was like, no, that it's not okay that you said that.
Yeah.
This is my friend, you know. She's also a part of my life. Right. I also care about her. You will apologize to her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I just, like, I think all of that is really, it's important kind of to take into account what the fight is about or the situation is.
Okay. Okay. What would be a situation that we might be able to, like, be specific about?
I think, so, daily fight, well, like, we'll go daily fight.
Okay.
Someone, like, if the person, like, one of the friends comes up to you and starts, like, bad-mouthing.
Oh, backbiting.
Yeah, like, I really hate when so-and-so does this, and then you don't agree. Actually, I've had experience with this.
Really, I feel like, okay, there's a difference between talking to your friend about a problem and then, like, totally, like, back-talking the other person, like, doesn't, like, her outfit look weird.
Yeah.
That's something different. Or she plays bad in relation to, like, an instrument.
Right. Actually, I think us personally have gone through this.
Yeah.
Because there are people that you're friends with that I'm not entirely fond of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's not, like, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, like, I just, like, I think I feel more uncomfortable around this person. Like, I just don't know them as well as you do. And it's, like, I find some mannerisms, like, weirder. But, like, obviously you're friends with them and you've, like, been accepting of it. So, I think for me personally, it's, like, I kind of just, like, I try to be open. Okay, like, okay, my friend likes this person. Like, you know, I like my friend. She definitely has another reason as to why she likes this person.
Of course,
so, like,
it's different. It's, like, in your last relationship, again.
Yeah.
You would talk a lot about your partner, and of course, I would have my own opinions, but it's not like I was going to come up to you and say, why are you doing this? You're so stupid. He's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, there's a point where you're, like, you have to be comfortable with your friend enough to say something, but not to be completely rude and outright.
And there's a time and a place, too.
Agreed. But, again, there's a time and a place. You can't just, like, insult someone.
Yeah, like, I know, like, personally, like, when I would have struggles with this person, like, and I would come to you, I knew you would give me, like, a level of comfort, even though you didn't like this person. And I was, like, it's not even, you weren't fond of them.
No.
It wasn't, like, you had, like, a distinct, like, dislike, but there were actions that this person had done that you were, like, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, or, like, that wasn't the right decision to make.
And, like, I think I'm really glad you were open and honest with me about that, yeah. But I think it kind of depends on the person you are. Like,
yeah,
and you have also, to attune to that.
There's a point where you disagree with someone, mm-hmm. but you're not going to judge them for that.
Yes.
Like, I can advise you in a way that I think is right, but yeah. I'm not going to judge you for making an yeah. opposite decision.
And I think that's really important. So I guess when you have, like, you know, someone comes to you saying something about someone and you, mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, I don't really like this person, and you're like, okay, well, I do. I think it's good to, like, yeah. come from a place of, like, non-judgment.
Yeah.
And, like, open to hearing what they have to say mm-hmm. about it, because it's like, you know, you two like each other
yeah.
for a reason, so you're like, you know, you respect this person's opinion to a level, and you trust their judgment, you know, I hope. yeah. I hope you trust this person enough to be like, okay, well, you know, maybe you could say, like, either, like, oh, I'm just not really comfortable talking mm-hmm. about this because, you know, I'm friends yeah. with this person. Or, yeah, let me hear you out, and I can definitely, like, you know.
And I can let you know what I think.
Yeah.
Too. Like, it's a conversation. It's not just you back-talking one person.
Yeah.
And another hard thing is when you're talking to one of your friends,
mm-hmm.
and your friend back-talks someone, like a stranger, that both of you barely know, yeah. it's hard to be the bigger person and say, well, maybe they're going through something.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's not the full story.
And I know we together have tried that before mm-hmm. when we, like, have had a mutual dislike of someone.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just...
It's so hard.
It's so hard. Even, like, I guess it's kind of digressing from, like, your two friends disliking yeah. each other. But, like, I think this is, you know, how do you deal with people that you don't like?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they seem likable to other people. So but not even just you yeah. and your friend, but to other people. A lot of other people seem to like them.
Yeah.
So how do you
deal with
say,
that? Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe this person isn't as bad. Which actually is quite funny because one of our mutual
You're right.
friends,
yes.
we were like, wait.
He's not that bad.
yeah, I mean, like, that was really, we were like, oh, okay, I mean, we can get on board with this.
Yeah.
And this person's definitely, like, now one of our closest friends.
Agreed. He's very kind.
Yeah.
Which is honestly unexpected.
And I appreciate it.
I
and it
agree.
Was like, and that's such a good thing because it was, I am
yeah.
so thankful I got to see the side because it
I
was
agree.
Like, it shows you that, you know, the person that you originally see
might not be the person
not,
who that
yeah.
is.
That, like, that sense, not like, yeah, like,
yeah.
it might not be their true character.
Yeah.
It could just be, you know,
an outward
you've
appearance.
Seen them, like, an outward appearance,
mm-hmm.
or it's just you've seen them in certain environments that kind of pulls
yeah.
that side out of them. Like, even, like, with my last partner, it was... I was like, you know, the way this person would act, I was like, okay.
That's not.
And then I got to know him on a deeper level, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like this person
yeah.
because oh, there's this whole other side.
Yeah.
And I appreciate this side. So it was like, okay, yeah, great. I think, yeah, so I think it's, like, really important, again, like,
to not
so,
judge people.
Yeah,
right
and it's
off
retouching
that.
On, like, the whole open mind
yeah.
concept. I think that's, like, that's a really important thing to have, like, in high school and just through life in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just through life in general. Like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that kind of wraps up this segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, I mean, when you have somebody that you don't agree with, you know, like,
yeah,
your two friends are fighting and you don't mm-hmm. really know whose side to pick.
It really just depends on the situation
mm-hmm.
and how you decide to act.
And, like, yeah, so, like, use your best judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an open mind, for sure. And, like, I mean, I guess use your best judgment, but also try to enter the situation with as little judgment
yeah.
as possible so that you can really kind of come to a decision with a clear mind. Now, obviously, if the situation is, like, very clearly right or wrong and it's not,
mm-hmm.
and it's a bigger deal, I would say definitely go with a person that you agree with.
Yeah. But obviously not to judge the other person for
yeah.
their actions. And obviously try to help that person rather than just fully outright judging them.
Yeah. And hopefully if you're friends and hopefully if this is the person you happen to be closer with that you're disagreeing
mm-hmm.
with,
mm-hmm.
they should be hopefully open
yeah.
to hearing your
hopefully.
Input and your, like, your thoughts on
And
the...
even if they aren't, bringing it up to them will make them think about it regardless if they want to or not.
Yeah.
I think that's the overall message, is like getting your point across and not judging other people because you don't know what anyone's going through.
Yeah, very open mind. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess that wraps up Not My Cup of Tea.
Thank you so much for listening to our first episode.
We've had so much fun recording this, and I hope you'll join us back here next week on Sip and Spill.